for my love. Not good enough, good enough, good enough, good enough for my love.
baby, 'cause I'm alone. Come back, darling, 'cause I need your love. Come back, 'cause I wanna love ya. Girl, I'm gonna love ya tonight.
WMFO.
Ooh.
Whoa. Ooh. 10:12 already.
Pardon
in the morning.
Mm,
yeah, it's all right. You know, it happens sometimes, especially at our age. But
kicked over that guitar amp over there. Sorry, folks.
Yeah, I just love that song. You know, Alex Chilton, you know, who's you could talk about him forever. I mean, troubled soul, but, you know, as many times in history, he's kind of troubled and just genius at the same time.
17 years old, I just checked, when he sang The Letter.
The Letter.
The Box Tops. Yeah. 17.
Yeah. It just makes me feel so inadequate. Thanks a lot. That was from a record he did called Box Bottom, Can't Seem to Make You Mine. It's just attitude-y and rock and roll-y. Yeah. It's just cool. And it's also melodic. It's catchy.
He was a genius. That word gets thrown around a lot, but I think he absolutely was a genius.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why so many people have paid tribute to him in song and in other ways. It's just,
hey, having Paul Westerberg write a song about you, that doesn't happen every day.
Well, you know how I feel about Paul Westerberg.
And a great, great song.
Mein Gott, Paul Westerberg.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Before that, Translator from Heartbeats and Triggers in 1982. I was everywhere that I'm not.
Should I tell them the story?
Of course.
So, Mike knows.
Should I tell them the story?
I love Translator. One of my favorite bands. And the reason, I think, I love the song, of course, but I saw them when I was at Boston College. They opened for the B-52s. And I really went to see Translator. And so I stayed for the first couple songs the B-52 set, and then I headed out. And they were loading their van after the gig. And I went over and introduced myself, which amazes me because I was very shy at the time. I went over and introduced myself. They were the nicest bunch of guys, you know. And I said, I came to see you guys. And they're like, really? I said, yeah. And they're like, not the B-52s. Well, I like B-52s are pretty good. I said, but I really wanted to see you guys. And they could not have been nicer. And they wound up, I think it was the drummer, went in and grabbed one of the t-shirts and insisted, like, oh, let me pay for it. No, we want to give it to you. And, you know, since learned, you know, when someone's being nice like that, you know, let them do it.
Yeah.
And don't make a big fuss over it.
I've never really heard a translator's story. That's pretty good.
Yeah, they are. And they're still going, still around, still going strong.
Yeah, but, you know, that song is it for me.
Timeless. Yes.
And you'll make a request next week for a different one.
Yeah, there's a great song called Unalone that you will absolutely love. I'll send you the video after this. You can check it out. The video is pretty funny.
All right. And just before that, The Elevators, local band The Elevators, with another great band, Organically Good Trio. They teamed up. And they did something recently, just this year, Catch Your Wave. Cannot get that out of my head. It's just awesome. Analog Heart, by request for Chris Johnson. We saw them on City Hall Plaza last week at the local music festival.
Right.
Liz Bills, you know, a perfect pitch on that girl. Not good enough. And we started off with a collaboration of She Love and Special Sauce with Keb Mo, a record that's coming out in 2020 called The Juice. That was Go Crazy. And
good stuff.
I like that.
Me too.
I like it. You know what else I like? We're going to do a 6-song set by you now.
Yeah.
I know, I'm the master
Brace
of segues.
I'm very impressed. Brace yourselves, folks.
Well, I mean, you know, starting with Ben Folds, I mean, I'm just looking forward to the rest of it.
Who we both love.
Too.
And there's a guy who needs to write a musical.
Yeah, I mean, he's
talented.
His personality sort of transcends his music. I mean, he's just entertaining to me.
And he has it's not exactly an autobiography, but he just published a book that's getting rave reviews. I haven't read it yet, but I plan to.
I'm sure. I mean, he's a hilarious dude. I just, you know.
He is, and he's such a gifted writing melodies. He reminds me of like Crowded House. He's in that vein. Super talented.
So this record you did, Songs from Silverman,
came out like 2005 or so.
Or Songs for Silverman. And who's the Silverman?
There is a story behind that, and I cannot remember. But I do know the story, so we're going to play Landed.
Okay.
And it's a song he wrote. It's about a friend of his.
Yeah.
And he was in a bad relationship, and it's about them trying to reconnect. But, of course, he uses the metaphor of flying to kind of talk about them reconnecting and kind of healing. And it's a wonderful song, as we know.
Neat. Okay, starting off the 6-song set from Miss Casimir Gwynn, Ben Folds, Not Five. It's called Landed at WMFO.
Was my fault, and in a way I guess it was. I'm just now finding out what it was all about. We moved to the West Coast, away from everyone. She never told me that you called. Back when I was still
such home ground. I hope we live to touch it just once more. I need you like the river needs the shore. Understanding seldom
leave, you'll want me to come back home. Maybe all you mean is leave me alone. At least that's what you said. When you get mad, isn't it sad? I'm immune. And I thought it was cute for you to kiss my purple black eye. Even though I
If you store your guns properly, so not just anyone can get to them.
I'll feel safer when I'm playing outside.
Safer when walking home.
Safer when my friends come over.
As your neighbor, I'll feel safer.
As a school teacher, I'll feel safer.
We'll all feel safer.
Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
WMFO, Medford. You know, I was going to start to talk about these songs that you picked, Cass, from the first one. I'll let you decide. You want to talk about, I mean, it's hard to hear that finish like that and then not talk about it.
Oh, and we were talking about it while I was playing. It's, first of all, only, of course, that's the Beatles. Only George Harrison could have written that song.
And, you know, the White Album is just, it is what it is, and it's so many songs get forgotten about how powerful they are.
And you listen to that, and if it's possible for there to be an obscure Beatles song, that would probably qualify. You know, and you listen to it, and it could be about his wife, it could be about God, it could be both. The really cool thing I was telling Mike...
The instrumentation.
So Paul McCartney was playing the organ, and you hear that rattling sound at the end.
It was just so intense.
They were recording it live, and there was a wine bottle on top of his organ, apparently, and he's holding a sustained note, which is when Ringo was doing that drum roll,
yeah.
And the bottle started rattling, so the band played to the rattle. And then George does that at the end with the guitar.
I just love the details.
Isn't
that
you
have. Yes.
I read that there's this great book about the Beatles recording sessions, and it's in there. God, they were such a great band.
Yeah, long was that one from the aforementioned White Album. I guess we'll just head backwards toward the first
sure.
song. another one here.
Boy.
Wilco, I know A Ghost Is Born record, and I know at least that's what you said, but I hadn't heard that live version. I don't have the deluxe version.
Mm.
Boy.
And it's, as you may have guessed from listening to it, he used to suffer from panic attacks. And if speaking as someone who has experienced them, unfortunately, that is exactly what it's like. And that's him playing, just Jeff Tweedy, who wrote the song, who's the main person in Wilco. He's playing that incredible, just
and he's
wrenching
he's,
guitar solo.
He's become the protagonist in this song.
Yes. Yeah, it's about him. It's about his.
It's about him, and when it breaks and he just starts to play the guitar solo, it just, anybody that has listened to the lyrics that he's just done,
right.
It rips you apart.
Oh,
because
it sure does.
Talk about trying to get the angst out.
Yeah, and as if you've ever had them, he just, the way it builds, and then just at the end, you're just completely drained. Oh, it's just a remarkable artist. Oh, boy.
And now for something completely different. The one before that, Blue Rodeo. Just a happy alt-country band.
Yeah.
But we love them.
Yep.
From the record In Our Nature, that was New Morning Sun. You know, you introduced me to them, and they're just a great band.
One of my favorite bands from Canada.
Mm-hmm. Bruce Coburn,
speaking
just before
of Canada,
that. Yeah.
This is such a great song.
From 1975's Joy Will Find a Way. January in the Halifax Airport Lounge.
And that is literally where he wrote it. He just describes exactly what it was about. I always loved this song, and I was telling Mike, and I was saying, I saw him play this at the Newport Folk Festival.
Unexpectedly.
Never in a million years expected to hear this song, because it's so obscure. It's like on this album from 1975, and it's like halfway through the set, and it was one of those really hot days. Mike remembers.
Yeah, Newport Folk Festival. It's a beautiful setting, but if it's a hot day and you got nowhere to go, you're in trouble.
You have absolutely
yep. nowhere to go. Joanne knows.
It got crossed off my list years ago.
Well, they have a tent now that you can go sit in. They've changed it a bit.
But even so, you know,
it's brutal.
The sun beating down on you. You know, it's not like you're up there performing.
No,
you're there.
You're exposed to the.
You're exposed to the elements. You don't even have the protection of football sidelines where they have misters and sprays.
Nothing.
Fans, nah.
So that's the setting, a horrible hot day, and he's playing to an audience that is effectively dead.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're just suffering from the heat, and they're not reacting.
And there's like 10 of us that are, I mean, I really went, really wanted to see him, and you could tell about halfway through the set, he kept kind of making little jokes about it, and then...
It's like, hey, anybody home?
Yeah, and finally it was obvious, he said, well, you know, okay, if no one's going to listen, then I'll play for the people who are listening, and like the second or third... He kind of like halfway through a set, like the second or third song of the second half of the set, he pulled this out, and I remember I said, "Oh my god!" And I saw him. He kind of chuckled, so he obviously heard me.
Yeah. Well, that's some of the best things that can happen at a live show.
And it's a wonderful song. Obviously, I love the little keyboard, the kind of airport keyboard sound.
And Amanda Shires, just before that, Mrs. Jason Isbell.
Yes.
But although, I shouldn't say that. Forget I said that. That's not right.
I was going to say we should call him Mr. Amanda Shires, actually.
Yeah. To the Sunset album in 2018. That was Swimmer.
And it's a remake. She actually did it on an earlier album called Carrying Lightning, and that's actually where the title of the album came from. And the early version, it's a more of an acoustic version. And then this album... is more of a rock album, and I love the way she reimagined it. And it's about her meeting Jason Isbell. It's about them falling in love. Mm-hmm. Such a great song.
Mm. And started off the set with we were saying earlier how we throw the word genius around, you know, but Ben Folds,
so gifted.
I mean, you know, if you just look at him from the outside looking in, you might think that he's just kind of a really easy kind of a, but he's just. Yeah. Songs for Silverman came out And that track is called Landed.
Yeah, and it's the second or third song on the record, and he was going through a very painful divorce, and he had kind of gotten separated from his friends, and that's about him reconnecting with his friends and basically kind of starting his life over again. But he's obviously, this is the metaphor of a plane coming back in, and just a brilliant, brilliant song. Just the way it's constructed. Oh, so gifted.
Well, Cass, thanks. To say that was a great set would not be giving doing it justice. I know you spent a long time on that one.
I had like 8 or 9 different versions of the playlist.
Yeah, well, well, you'll come back. You'll get to do other versions of it. Thank
Absolutely.
You for that. That was great.
Thank you very
and
much,
And
Mike.
For the background and the commentary, I appreciate it. People listening appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It was good. All right, so it's 10:48 here at WMF. Wow, it was like right on the dot. I never do that.
Nicely done.
So we've got time for one more set and got to start off with new noise from a favorite band of ours and probably some of yours. The Avett Brothers have a new record out. That's called Closer Together, and this one is just fantastic.
Can't wait to hear it.
It's called Bleeding White. New noise here at WMFO in Medford.
Still play with fire, hoping that I might. get burned. Toying with desire, teasing, telling why, thinking that I'll never learn.
Some things I earn, some things I steal. Is there an angel on my shoulder, but devil's got the wheel. I toe the line, then I fall. Heaven knows I like the taste of danger most of all. Danger most of all. Standing on a ledge, don't you know I wanna jump? Not that I would give my desire to live, I just wanna try it once.
Oh, I just wanna know what it is to make the leap. How the wind will blow, how fast I would go. Who will pray my soul to keep?
Some things I earn, some things I steal. There's an angel on my shoulder, but the devil's got the wheel. I toe the line.
For someone to care.
On any given day, you will hear the songs and cries, kneeling down and pray, wishing they could say they never compromised.
Some things I earn, some things I steal. There's an angel on my shoulder, but the devil's got.
Most things I earn.
gorgeous local music from the Lemonheads here at WMFO. About a minute and a half before the top of the hour. I'm Mike. I've been with you since 9, along with Cassidy. Thank you.
Thank you again,
so much,
Mike,
for coming in.
Thank you.
We had a short set there with a great track from the Avett Brothers, brand new album called Closer Than Together that was Bleeding White.
Loved it.
I can't wait to hear the rest of that.
Me either.
Jonathan Brook featuring Davey Knowles, who I'm going to see tonight with Dave Riley, Taste of Danger, collab with Jonathan Brook.
Great song.
And
great album,
up,
too.
Yeah, finished up, as I said, with Lemonheads and If I Could Talk, I'll Tell You. So you're going to come back again with Chris.
Yeah, my nephew.
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully won't have a cold that time.
All right, right. So we'll do that. All right, so at 11 o'clock, it's going to be Joanne today with something about the women. I'm Mike. I'll talk to you again next week at 9. Thanks for listening, everybody.